Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK. Excited about Iditarod Week this week. And this morning, we have an interview with Bethany Kaiser, Emery Fairbanks, and KYUK's Katie Basil. The three discuss dog mushing, a year of pandemic lockdown, and friendship on and off the trail. This interview was recorded Wednesday, March 10th, while mushers Pete Kaiser and Rich Deal were resting at the checkpoint in McGrath.
Two of the YK Delta's favorite mushers, Richie Deal and Pete Kaiser, are out on the Iditarod Trail. There's been plenty of coverage about the success and friendship of Richie and Pete, but we haven't heard nearly enough about Richie's fiancée, Emery Fairbanks, and Pete's wife, Bethany Kaiser. Emery and Bethany are both from Bethel, and like Pete and Richie, the two are best friends. Hello, thanks for joining me, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Bethany, let's start with you. You and Pete have been married for several years now, and you have two kids together. When he's out on the trail, as he is now, what's it like for you? Are you, like, stressed and worried? Are you constantly updating the tracker?
So, yeah, it used to be like that. It's not so much like that anymore. I feel with the kids now, sleep is more important to me than constantly updating the tracker. But when our relationship first started, for Pete to be out on the trail for anywhere from a week to 10 days, and back then there was no, communication at all. There was a no cell phone rule. So it was kind of stressful. Now he's so seasoned in what he's doing now that I don't worry too much about him. Mm-hmm. For the most part, I just mostly focus on the kids and try not to lose too much sleep over things because, I have a job too and then the kids, so.
Emery, how about you? You and Richie you're engaged and you're getting married this summer. Congratulations. Is it stressful for you when he's out on the trail?
Not really. Kind of like Bethany said, I have a lot of trust in what he's doing and he knows what he's doing, so I don't really have much worries in that department. Also with the traveling to the race start and then having to get back here to Aniak, get right back into work and all of that, I stay pretty busy, so it's usually later in the evening after work is when I get to catch up on insider videos or tracking and trying to analyze, but I'm a really bad race analyzer.
And then what's kind of the communication between the two of you? Because you guys are old friends. Are you guys kind of checking in with each other and updating each other on the race, or how does that go?
It kind of goes in spurts, our communication. We'll go maybe a day or so without talking at all, and then something might happen in the race, whether it's with the guys or with someone else, and then there'll be a lot of talk. I think Bethany and I keep pretty busy, but we do keep in communication, or usually if things are going wrong with someone or the trail's bad or we get a trail report from the insiders or something like that, there's definitely a lot more communication between the two of us.
I'd say we call each other like once a day though during the race just to check in and kind of digest the race together.
That's got to be helpful.
Yeah. Definitely if the guys are running their race together.
Which they are right now, it sounds like.
They get to leave at the exact same minute, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Well, I think they both leave at like 6:59.
Wow.
So that worked out interestingly.
Yeah, they must be planning this stuff. That's good strategy. That's just, we've all kind of grown up around dog races, but the Iditarod it's so long and it's so rugged. I can't even wrap my head around what it's like to be out there.
No, I couldn't do it just with the sleep deprivation.
Yeah. That alone would turn me off. So Pete and Richie, they're literally competing against each other right now. Does any of that competitive energy ever come between you guys?
We joke around about it. We're not serious. We as a family have, you know, rooted for Richie just as much as we've rooted for Pete, and we're always going to be, you know, super happy for any win he could pull off or any of his achievements he's received. Like, it's just awesome to us. And the kids, you know, that's their Uncle Richie. So, they're so happy, you know, with his win at the Cusco and the Bogus. And whenever we pull up the tracker, they're constantly, you know, wondering, where's Daddy? And then immediately after that is where's Uncle Richie? So, it's exciting to see them, you know, grow up that way. And they, you know, they're aware of, you know, me and their Auntie Emery's friendship. And they, you know, they see us joke around a little bit about it. But I mean, for the most part, you know, we're always going to be super happy for Richie.
How about you, Em? You ever feel competitive for Richie?
No, I mean, Bethany and I aren't the ones competing. So we get to kind of just joke around about it and follow the race together. And yeah, like Bethany said, we all support each other and we're all excited for each other's success. And I think after Richie won the Cusco, seeing how excited Pete was and all that, that was really cool and fun. So I mean, it's, yeah, they're competing, but they're still best friends. And of course they probably want to beat each other. And if it came down to it, neither of them would hold back from each other, and that's their competitive nature. But at the end of the day, everyone's still good friends and happy for each other.
Yeah, I appreciated what Pete said at the finish line of the K300. I think he said, you know, seeing Richie win is almost as fun as winning or exciting as winning himself.
My dad and Ari bet $1 on the Cusco finish, and so after Richie won, Ari had to hand over $1 to my dad, and he was a really good sport about it.
Oh, that's great. What's the backstory on your friendship? How long have you guys known each other, and how did you meet? Bethany, let's start with you on that one.
Okay. So my first memory of Emery would be either at the Warrior Dome in Bethel, like seeing her run around, you know, watching her older brothers play basketball, or at Sunday school. I don't remember which one was first. But those are my earliest memories of Emery. We didn't like officially become like friends until junior high, either seventh or eighth grade. I think we had like every single class together. And then, I mean, so at that point, we kind of were like meeting each other. And then, I mean, we kind of have similar, not similar personalities, but like our personalities just clicked, I guess. We both have a good sense of humor and like to joke around. So yeah, I don't know. We just became friends from there, and it lasted all throughout high school. And then, you know, college, we lived together for like 2 years. So yeah, that's kind of how it all started, I guess. Did I miss anything, Emery?
I mean, we kind of knew of each other and had seen each other obviously around Bethel Small. And yeah, it wasn't until junior high, same exact schedule. And then I think we even into eighth, ninth grade, we even got the school counselor to get us on the same schedule so we could continue having all the same classes the earlier high school years. I'm sure our teachers hated it, but we enjoyed it.
Totally. We always got separated in class.
I did not know that about you two. Were you like the chatty friends in the back?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And even when we were separated, like,
yeah,
I would be put in the front and Emery would be put in the back, and all we had to do was like look at each other and we would start laughing. Yeah.
I think our friendship to that extent kind of annoys Pete and Richie at times, because the two of us can just go on our own little tangents and entertain ourselves and probably annoy them.
Kind of speak your own language.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I bet Pete and Richie have a little of that together too.
Totally. Pete will like ignore my phone calls if he's on the phone with Richie. Like completely ignore them. And I can also always tell when he's on the phone with Richie, like if he walks in the house and I was already in the house doing something, the exact minute he walks in the house, I could tell if he's talking to Richie just because he's so much more himself and yeah, basically speaking their own language.
Very animated.
Yeah.
Bethany, you and Pete were dating. And then Emery and Bethany, the two of you, were living together in college. And so what happened next?
Pete and Richie had developed this friendship and, before Pete and I had started dating. So Pete would come into Anchorage to visit me, and he'd always convince Richie to fly in. So, just hanging out with me wasn't enough. He had to meet Richie in Anchorage, too. But it was all super fun, we would all hang out together, the four of us, and then, things just kind of fell together for Emery and Richie.
Anything to add, Emery?
I think it kind of started out, Richie and I knew of each other from his high school years. He'd come to Bethel every now and then with a couple of his buddies, and they'd hang out with my brothers. When he would come in and hang out with Pete, and the four of us would hang out, and that's kind of how we got to know each other. And then Richie also had been working construction in Bethel in the summers. And so when I would go home from college in the summers, that's kind of where our relationship, started more so or became more official. Bethany and I would go back to college and the guys would stay home, run dogs. And every break we got, I'd come to Antioch or Beth would go to Bethel. But every Iditarod, we'd all get together and go to Nome and all of that. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's really cool how you guys, kind of the four of you, have not only built these relationships and families, but now you've got these like world-class dog kennels on top of it. Emery, you're a teacher. Do you want to talk about that for a minute? Just what do you do for work?
Yeah, so I teach kindergarten here in Antioch. I teach full-time and, like Bethany said too, help out Richie in spurts whenever he needs it. But yeah, he's got his profession and I've got mine, and we support each other as best we can.
How about you, Beth? What do you do?
So I'm a victim witness paralegal at the district attorney's office in Bethel. I work with victims of violent crimes that happen, not only in Bethel, but in the surrounding villages as well. I help coordinate jury trials and grand jury proceedings and all of that. So it's a pretty busy job and environment to work in. And same Pete, he's very supportive of my job as well. And then I just try to do the same for him.
The Iditarod started last weekend. And as I understand, you guys were both there for the start. How is it different this year with COVID and all the new protocols?
So I guess, so there was no banquet this year. There was no ceremonial start this year. Pete talked about how he was excited to sleep in Saturday morning, which is usually the morning of the ceremonial start. And on those mornings, he's usually up at like 5:30, 6 a.m. He has to go out and feed the dogs and, let them do their business. And when we're here in Anchorage, he keeps them in. He has a horse trailer that he's built dog boxes inside of. So, that's how they get transported around when we're here. So, yeah, he has to let them out and feed them and all of that, then go down to downtown and, be there before all the spectators. So it's a pretty early morning for him that Saturday before the race starts for the ceremonial start. And then that day it's just a full day in general. So this year we were only able to have four people per musher as support. So the kids couldn't come. They had to say bye to their dad super early in the morning Sunday, like at 8 a.m. And then I dropped them off with my mom before we drove out.
How about you, Em?
Yeah, this year's Iditarod was extremely relaxing. We just stayed out in Willow the couple days leading up to the race at Matthew Fahler's house. So, I mean, leading up to the race, the dogs all had their own dog houses. Everything was really relaxed. Like Bethany said, Pete's got a big trailer with dog boxes in it, and Richie has the same. So usually we're in Eagle River where we're having to kind of transport dogs around. So there's just a lot more stress in previous years. So this year was really nice. And then where we were staying was literally like a 15-minute drive to Deshka Landing. So not really any of the really early mornings, get up, get the dogs cared for and loaded up and drive. So that was all really relaxing and nice. It kind of didn't even feel like Iditarod was about to start without the ceremonial start and the banquet and everything. And then we got to Deshka Landing, and like Bethany said, we could only have four helpers. So pulling up to our parking spots and everything was, we were kind of wondering how things were going to work, and they parked us, and we pulled up, and right next to us, we saw number six on a plate, and we're like, oh, sweet, Pete's parked right next to us. So that was really nice. We were the last trucks in the parking lot to park there, so we kind of just had Pete and Richie's trailers right next to each other. We had lawn chairs out. It was a beautiful day. We had coolers of food. Pete and Richie were pretty relaxed and just doing their dog chores, packing their sleds, getting things ready. And then it was time to hook them up and go, and the launching chute was a lot shorter than normal, so that was nice, too. We didn't have to run the team up too far. So even though we had a lot less hands on deck, it was still pretty relaxing and a good send-off, and the guys were ready to be on the trail, and I think we were ready to give them to the trail.
Whatever do you mean by that?
It's just a lot getting up to the race, and they're, it's not so much nerves about the race, it's just they're amped up and ready to get running and get on the trail, because leading up to the race, it's a lot of stress and constantly making sure they have everything packed and ready to go. So it's like as soon as they pull the hook and they're going down the trail, I know for Richie, it's like all the stress is relieved and he can just get out there with his dogs and do what he does. Yeah. You're out of the city. You don't have to worry about things like that. So I think it's just a big weight of relief for them to get out and do what they do.
Yeah, that's got to be a lot of adrenaline up to that moment. Kind of interesting to reflect back on this year, because the last time I left the region was Iditarod last year, and that's the first time I've ever watched the start of the Iditarod. So it kind of like marks 1 year of pandemic life for all of us, I think.
I got into Anchorage and we just drove straight out to Willow from the airport, and we're driving through Wasilla, and I told Richard, like, you just drove by a Taco Bell, a McDonald's, like, I haven't been into town for a year, I haven't had fast food, and he's like, oh, we're not stopping, I'll make you a sandwich.
Oh, man. Awesome. Well, is there anything else you want to add about mushing or your friendship or anything at all?
I'm so happy to have Emery here throughout, you know, all of this. It's been, I guess, a lot more entertaining and fun than it would be if it was just Pete and I, or Pete and I and Richie, or all the possibilities it could be. I'm happy that it's the four of us and we're all encouraging each other, you know, in the best possible way we could.
How about you, Em?
Yeah, definitely. Pete and Richie have each other. Bethany and I have each other. So it's nice. It's definitely nice to have another person to go through all this with and talk to, and just someone else that knows exactly what it's like.
Yeah, for sure. All the ups and downs of the trails and everything the race could throw at you. It's just, last year was a really rough race for both Pete and Richie. And, you know, it was nice to just be able to call Emery and talk about, you know, everything that was going on. Last year, all we wanted was for the race to be over. Mm-hmm. It was awful, with the pandemic and what all the issues that Pete and Richie had while they were traveling down the trail. So it's nice to have be here, you know, and the pandemic is seems to be there's hope, at least with the vaccines, and then, you know, they get another chance at another race this year, and Iditarod was able to make it happen. So yeah, we'll see. But it's always, it's for sure always nice to have Emery and Richie, you know, at every race and to be able to see them regularly through dog mushing.
Mm-hmm. Bethany, when we were texting last night about this interview, you had this line that was so great. I mean, you and Emery's friendship is actually much older than Pete and Richie's. Do you remember your one-liner about that?
Yeah, I said basically before there was a Pete and Richie, there was a Bethany and an Emery.
Awesome. Okay, thank you both so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Katie.
Yeah.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.